Three Steps to Powerful Words. In this audio clip, you will discover, in only 7 minutes, how you can use the TPF, the Text Preparation Form. This TPF is the digital tool developed to apply the method for text strategy, Three Steps to Powerful Words. You use this form to think about the text in a structured way before you start writing. What you actually are doing by using the TPF is laying down agreements about the text with yourself or with your client or colleague. In fact, you create a kind of contract about the product you will deliver, in this case, a text. If you don't lay down these agreements, you will probably have a discussion about the text afterwards, improving, changing, and shortening a text that is already written is difficult. In my opinion, it's even impossible in most cases. It is a struggle that can't be won. My advice is to start all over by filling in the TPF and using the text that was rejected as a valuable input. Now, let's have a look at the three steps. If you examine the form, you will see that there are, in fact, 10 smaller steps, divided into three phases of writing. Step 1. Setting your goals. Step 2. Making your choices. Step 3. Producing the words. The order you choose to fill in step 1A till step 2D depends on the situation. Sometimes, for instance, you start with 2D, because the medium is already chosen by your client. So wherever you start, filling in step 1 and 2, a process of thinking will start automatically. Step 3, producing the words, can only be executed when you are completely satisfied with step 1 and 2. In step 3A, you formulate the so-called reader's questions. This job helps you to build the structure of your text and is, in fact, the main connection between the thinking process in step 1 and 2 and the writing process in step 3. I will explain this later. Now we examine step 1 in more detail. In this step, you set your goals for the text. Step 1A is about your knowledge goal. Here you simply list all the facts relevant for this situation. Be specific about each detail. In step 1B, you decide about your attitude goal. What does your reader have to feel or think after reading your text? Which emotion is relevant here in order to reach your behavior goal? You think about that in step 1C. What do you want your reader to do or maybe not do immediately after reading the text? In step 2, you make strategic choices in order to reach the goals in step 1. In step 2A, you decide who is your perfect reader, your target reader. If you are able to create a precise description of the person who is going to read your text, this will help you finding the right words in step 3B, where the wording is at stake. The more accurate the profile, based on the four so-called writer's questions, the more easy the writing phase will be. In step 2B, the core message is our point of attention. Maybe this is the most important part of the TPF. Here, you have to define your message in no more than 30 words. To do so, ask yourself what you want your reader to remember, or what do you want him to recall if he is asked to summarize the whole text. A nice way to train yourself is trying to produce a tweet about the topic. Step 2C is an interesting one. Your creativity has to be used here. If you want to give your text some extra layer, an attractive dimension, you have to find a creative hook. This can be humor, an association, a comparison, or, and that is relatively easy, the use of an image that suits to your core message. An image carefully chosen will enhance the power of your words. In step 2D, you make your choices about the medium and the channel you will use to reach the reader. Will your text be a mail message or a phone call? Will you use the digital highway or will you borrow a pigeon? Without joking, you can never start executing step 3 without being confident and happy about step 1 and 2. As I have mentioned before, in step 3A, you formulate the reader's questions and you put those questions in a logical order. These questions are the ones that are in your reader's mind at the moment he is confronted with your text. Two of the most frequently occurring reader's questions are, what is this text about? And why should I read this message? If you have agreed on step 3A, you simply produce your text, step 3B, by answering the reader's questions. It really is that simple. The text will appear almost automatically. Of course, you have to pay attention to an appropriate order of words for a correct and comprehensible wording. At last, in step 3C, you have to pay attention to the order of the characters for an impeccable spelling of the words. Finally, you can let the pigeon fly. I wish you a lot of fun and all the success you wish for in using this method for text strategy in 3 steps to powerful words.